News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Polling stations opening across the country tomorrow for the local European elections. Limerick will also vote on a directly elected mayor. Ivan Yates, former Fine Gael minister, broadcaster and co-host of the weekly podcast Path to Power, joins us. Ivan, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Let's start with the local elections. Who do you think is going to be the biggest party come Sunday in terms of local government?
31 local authorities, 949 seats, divided into 166 different elections. Going into it, on the last time 5 years ago, Fianna Fáil were the largest party, 279. I think they got nearly 27% of the vote. Mm-hmm. I think they'll get 20% of the vote, which is higher than polls put them at. And I'd say them just scraping 200. Fine Gael had 255 the last day, 25% of the vote. I see them down to 20%. Again, if they scrape 200, I think they'd take the hand off you. Sinn Féin, as you know, were sky high on the polls coming back, but they had such a bad day. They had 81 elected. I can see them having 170, 180. But the clear winner will be independents, in my opinion. They go in with 207. And I think they'll come out with north of 300.
You think as many as 300 seats?
Yep.
Wow. That would be a huge return. I kind of had them around 230, 240. I didn't see them going higher than that. You think 300?
Well, they're such a liquors all sorts.
They are.
Assortment of they're, I've seen polls 24%, 28%. I should just say polls are in the dock here.
Yeah.
So far as Eamon Ryan said, we haven't had a real election. They got it really wrong on the referendums and bookies and polls. We just need to treat some of this with caution.
Yeah, a little train spotting fact for you, Ivan. It's the longest in the history of the state we have gone without a local, general or Euro election. We've never gone this long without a polling day before. So you're absolutely right.
In those four years, we've had the cost of living shock with Ukraine, we've had Brexit and we've had COVID. A lot of angry people out there.
Okay, let's run through the constituencies, the Euro constituencies very quickly. Dublin, 4 seats. Where do you see them going? Are you going one Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil, one Sinn Féin?
Well, I'll put it like this. For the Tier 1 parties, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, the objective and success or failure looks like one in each or not.
Yeah.
So I think in Dublin, the four will come from these six. Lynn Boylan, Barry Andrews, Regina Doherty, Niall Boylan, Claire Daly and Kieran Cuff. And the four that I'm sort of, I oscillate on this, you know, there are in Dublin 23 candidates.
Yeah.
There's a lot of transfers.
Hard
so
to pick the
like
last
Barry
seat.
Andrews could top the poll and really struggle on transfers. And Regina the same. They've no running mate. But for me, I'm starting to think Claire Daly will edge Niall Boylan and each of the parties will get their seat.
Okay. Midlands.
But it's six into four.
Yeah. Okay. Midlands, yeah. Northwest. That's a 5-seater.
I think Lugnan Flanagan will get in. I think that Kieran Mullooly will get in. I think that the three then for the parties, I think Captain Funchen is the strongest Sinn Féin candidate. Barry Cowan is I think, the strongest. And I think it was a mistake to run three, but I think Barry Cowan will eventually get there. And I think Maria Walsh is stronger than Nina Carberry. The fly in the ointment for me is Pádraig Tobin has a chance in the commuter belt areas. And so there I would say 6 into 5 there.
Okay. In the South constituency, finally, another 5-seater.
Yeah, the three main parties.
They're nailed on here, Kathleen aren't
Function,
they?
Kathleen Funchen is in that one. The Sinn Féin one I like in Midlands Northwest is Chris McManus. So Billy Kelleher, Sean Kelly, Kathleen Funchen, the three main parties. After that, I think Michael McNamara will get elected. And I think the last one then is very, give me a break here. It's 28 candidates.
Yeah, it's very hard to know.
Like 9 counties, but I would say that the Greens are in peril of losing both of their seats. Mick Wallace seems to be rallying late, but I think you can certainly say the first four will be Kelleher, Kelly, Funchin and McNamara.
Okay. Ivan, you are one of the hosts of News Talk's comprehensive election coverage this weekend. You'll be presenting Sunday evening, 8 to 11. You're going to be busy this weekend. You'll also be with Anton on Saturday morning as the ballot boxes open from 9 a.m. Ivan Yates, former Fine Gael minister and also a host of co-host, I should say, of the weekly podcast, Pat Tapar. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.